This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, July 10th, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon between 12 noon and 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any problem that you may have. Maybe you've applied, you've tried, you've done all those things that you can possibly figure out and they haven't worked. Well, you know, that's why we do this program. That's why we're here, is to take the veil off that problem for you and show you how you can do it without drugs, without surgery, you know. And so many of our problems, so many of our conditions that we end up with are out of neglect or because we don't know about, we fail to act upon. All those things have, you know, a finger in the pot and stirring it up. And the subject that we're going to talk about today, we do have a subject, and one that is extremely important, one that affects probably something in the neighborhood of about 35 million Americans, depending on the author that you read. And it's one that can cause a whole Pandora's box worth of symptoms, some of them very subtle, some of them that are very blatant, some of them. But the problem is, it's often misdiagnosed. And this 35 million, in my opinion, is one that is probably very shy of what it really is. It may even be double that, in my opinion. And we're going to talk about that this morning and in depth and in studio to talk about that problem with me and your host and presenter this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing. We're going to talk about thyroid disorder function, Dr. Bryce Miller, and we're going to walk you through the weeds on this one. It's not one of those things that, you know, you really are told the whole truth about. Welcome, my friend.
Good morning. How are we doing?
We're doing really well. So, particularly with this, we need to make sure that people are aware that what their traditional allopathic physician says, not all the time, but the majority of the time, isn't right on target. And this is a condition that has bugged many people, and for a lot of different reasons. This week, you're going to be presenting the thyroid puzzle. It's kind of an interesting metaphor, but I agree with you. It is a puzzle. It's kind of one of these things. Why did you pick that as a title?
Well, the thing is, everybody has, you know, been told there's a thyroid issue or they get diagnosed with these thyroid problems, but a lot of people aren't getting symptom relief or getting any changes, even though they're on medications. And the problem is the thyroid and all the things that affect it are, it's a very complicated situation. Now, one of the starting points where we have an issue with is traditional medical systems are only going to check for certain things like TSH, which is thyroid stimulating hormone, or T4, which is the precursor made by the thyroid. And that's good and all to get a basic measurement, but there's a lot of pieces that aren't checked for in the blood to get a better understanding. There's other pieces that affect it in your daily life, exposures, diet, how your body works, that can really throw off the way the thyroid works, and those aren't being addressed.
You know, and the other thing is, in that we see not only in this condition, but in many other problematic areas, is, you know, the doctor says, well, you're fine, you know, but my doc, it's low normal, it's still fine. For example, when you look at a case, there are functional considerations and there are things that are optimal where you really want to have them. When you get into the functional considerations, and you get into laboratory considerations, by the way, laboratory for thyroid, let's just take thyroid stimulating hormone. I'm doing this because I'm going to lead you into something. Thyroid stimulating hormone is a hormone that's released from the pituitary, a little gland in your brain. And it releases a lot of other things, but TSH is the one that we're talking about right now. And it stimulates the thyroid in the presence of several things. Iodine is one of them, and there's a amino acid called tyrosine and trace minerals and so forth, ultimately producing the T4, which is thyroxine. So here's the situation. You go to the doctor, and he runs his laboratory tests, and TSH comes back. And the range, laboratory ranges, is like 0.57 in that neighborhood. I'm off, going to be off a couple tenths someplace, one or the other, up to about 4.5. Functional medicine normals are 1.8 to 2.3. So what your doctor says, if it's really low or if it's up in the upper extremes, it's okay, you're fine. Why isn't that telling the whole story?
Well, a lot of reasons that could be a problem. Again, if it's in the upper ranges closer to 4 and he says it's okay, obviously, in my opinion, that's getting too high. But what can also happen is the thyroid is controlled by lots of different things and affected by different things. So if the brain is not aware that the thyroid hormone is not being made, it might just keep its number in a normal range of the TSH. But sometimes you actually have low levels of thyroid hormone. So I'm just going to briefly go over T4 is what your thyroid makes. T3 is what the body wants to use. So sometimes you'll see normal TSH, normal T4, but then the T3 is way low. And that is why you feel like you have a thyroid problem, because the active hormone for the body isn't being converted from T4 to T3.
And 80% is the number. 80% of T4 has to be converted to T3, the active form, for it to have any effect, any bearing in the body. So this conversion thing, where does that take place?
A majority of the conversion is going to occur in your liver. Some is going to be in the intestines, and then minimal amounts in the kidneys and other tissues as well. But a majority is in the liver and the intestinal tract. So this is where we get into those environmental pieces. How healthy is your digestive system? How well are you eating? Do you have a congestion issue with your liver, inflammation in the bowel, which can cause problems with how you convert? Also, another major factor with conversion is stress. And obviously, most people listening today can relate to being stressed at some point during the day.
Now, here's an interesting situation that most people don't think about. If the body's not converting T4 to T3 because the liver's not working the way it's supposed to, and the intestinal system, as you said, is somewhat available in its conversion operation as well, here's what you got. You got a problem. Because even if you give the drug, the common drug is Synthroid, by the way. And by the way, people, if you're allergic to corn, you can't take Synthroid because you're going to have a problem with it. But if T4 is not being converted, all Synthroid is T4. And so you can give more and more of that supplement, and all of a sudden now you're over-suppressing thyroid function, but you're still not getting the conversion. It's not working the way it's supposed to. Is that right?
Correct. Correct, because the brain picks up on your T3, T4, and it might think that the T4 is good, and so now the TSH goes down, everything seems okay on your blood, but in reality, you're just further exacerbating this problem because you're hiding it in the blood work.
You know, it's amazing to me that, you know, we look at the textbooks and we look at these things, and you go through the normal physiology of what these conversion factors are. And I know we're going to talk about T4, and, you know, there's this thing called, you know, total and free. And the free is the availability for it to transform itself into another form and to be able to work into the target sites. So you have T4 total, free T4, then you have free or total T3, and then you have the totals and so forth. So all this stuff. And then from there, then there's other factors. You want to know how much of that active hormone, that T3, is actually being available to brought in the system. And you want to know how much it is actually getting in. It's called uptake. And the docs don't do that. And then there's this thing called TPO, which is the first measurement of antibody. And there's a reverse T3, which not only shuts down, but competes for the receptor sites of the T3. So we have all these things. Now we're leading into autoimmune reactions and so forth. So let's leave it at, we got a problem. We got TSH that's formed in the brain and the pituitary. We've got these other factors that have to be known about to whether or not we have a problem that is, it's just not making the hormone, or it's not converting the hormone, or it's actually not getting into the system. So those basically are three things.
Correct.
So let's talk about, you know, what causes, first of all, the thyroid to begin to dysfunction on any of these levels.
There could be lots of different reasons the thyroid can start to wear down. One of the most common things you'll see is iodine deficiency. Start with that right there. If you think of what T4 is, it's four iodine molecules. T3 is three iodine molecules. So without enough iodine, you're going to have a massive, massive problem with producing enough thyroid hormone. And then you can get into a whole assortment of other things. the body can have what's called an autoimmune reaction, typically called Hashimoto's. Another form is Graves. Hashimoto's would make you have a low thyroid function. And one of the main culprits with Hashimoto's disease is gluten. And now we get into this gluten piece again, because the proteins in gluten look like thyroid. So if your body starts to attack gluten, now it starts to attack your thyroid gland and can start to break it down and break it apart, and doesn't work as well as it's supposed to work.
So you're not, you have patients with Crohn's and gluten sensitivities and so forth. Not only do they have a problem digestively, which we just said the intestinal system is important in the conversion factor, but also it's because it identifies as the same molecule.
Correct.
And you got a problem. And we don't think about that. Nobody's told that. You know, in our experience, the majority of thyroid problems can be resolved if you know what the why is it. And that's what we've said repetitively. Why is it? You know, and you talked about initially, there are many things that happen. You basically embrace the triad of health, structural, chemical, emotional, injury patterns, stress, and biochemical irritation. And all we want to do medically is to throw a drug at somebody and to try to fix it downstream instead of upstream.
Well, the problem is they're just trying to change the lab results. They look for this number to change in the lab. They give you something that changes the lab result. The symptoms might not even change at all, but in their mind, they've fixed the problem, and that's not how it works in the body.
But it hasn't fixed anything.
Correct.
And the problem begins to continue. Let's get into this a little bit about, you know, we've got this hormone, and you talked a little bit about iodine, which we're going to talk about later, that iodine is a halide like other things, bromides and chlorines and fluorides and so forth. In our society, that's where a lot of this autoimmune reaction comes in. Plus, in addition to the commentary that you made on gluten. So we've got all of these things. They're receptor site irritants or inflammatory producers. They suppress the absorption of certain chemistries. And all this has to do with thyroid function. So we're going to get into that a little bit. My guest in studio, Dr. Bryce Miller. He will be your host, your presenter this week, this Wednesday, the 13th, at the Rozelle Center for Healing. We'd love to have you as our guest. He's going to get into the intimacies. If you're on thyroid medication, or if you think you have a thyroid problem, if you really want to know how to fix it so it can resolve itself and you're willing to take the steps, this is a night that you're going to get a lot of information. These presentations are our gift to you because you need to know. You need to be informed. You need to have the information. You need to question. All you need to do is call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And tell staff there that you'd like to attend Dr. Bryce Miller's presentation on the thyroid puzzle this Wednesday evening, the 13th. You'll answer all kinds of things that have been in the back of your head, and I promise you, you'll go away with probably knowing more about thyroid dysfunction than most of your physicians have ever told you. Maybe even though they might know themselves, not sure, but that could be a large possibility. Dr. Bryce, let's talk about, we got about a minute. I want to lead into what we're going to do in the next part of the program. Let's talk about cause of ailments. Talk a little bit about biochemistry. How about structurally? What happens?
Structurally, there's lots of things that could occur. First and foremost, obviously, every nerve in the body is going to a certain organ system, so certain parts of the spine are going to relate to the nerves that affect the thyroid gland. So C2, C3, C7 are some of the major ones that are directly supplying the nerve to the thyroid for thyroid function. Another big piece as well is the cranium. So your bones in your skull have to be moving when you're breathing to move that cerebrospinal fluid to keep the brain structures healthy. If that's not moving appropriately, you might have malfunction of the pituitary, which could throw off the thyroid as well.
So any of these things can come from injury. They can come from structural irritation. They can be they can come simply from your body being in a bad postural position on an ongoing basis. That's interesting. We're going to cover a lot of that and more when we come back. We're talking about the thyroid puzzle, which will be the topic of our in-house presentation this Wednesday evening. Dr. Bryce Miller will be your host. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these important messages. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio. Waiting to take your phone calls at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625 in studio. Dr. Bryce Miller, we're talking about thyroid dysfunction problems, and that's the topic this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing. We'd love to have you as our guest. If you're on any kind of thyroid medication, you think you have a thyroid problem, there's a natural way out for the majority of you. All you need to do is call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And tell the staff at the Results Center that you would like to attend. These presentations are a courtesy, a gift to the community, but we do require a reservation. Before we get back into the topic, I want to go to Laura because she's been very patient. Laura, how can I help you?
Hi, Dr. Tom Rizal. I appreciate you taking my call. I have some questions about a relative of mine. She has a fibroid, which is 5 centimeters in size.
Good size one.
Yeah, and now it's pushing to her uterus. Her uterus has dropped, and her rectum has dropped too. So
how old is she?
She's 43.
Okay.
And she had two children. She was fine. And then the estrogen is higher than the progesterone.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons that it happens. It's fibroids are a tumor like any other tumors. It's a thick, heavy mass that begins to form over a period of time, usually due to hormonal imbalance.
Yeah.
The problem is that, you know, when you look at it, about 80% of women that reach the age of 50 have some sort of fibroid problem. It's the problem when they get big and the hormones are not balanced and so forth. So what you have to understand is that to fix this, the hormones have to be fixed.
Wow.
And you have to know what the balance is. And, you know, they can cause everything from what you're talking about, but they can cause bladder problems and you know, tremendous low back pain and periodic problems. And they continue to feed on themselves relative to hormonal imbalance, but you know, they're usually not dangerous except for when they get to the size that you're describing and they're putting pressure into the rectal area. The tremendous amount of discomfort, they can cause women not to get pregnant. They can cause problems during the pregnancy because they can block areas and so forth. But fibroids actually can be handled in a lot of different ways, and they can be handled very effectively. From a nutritional point of view, and now I'm not diagnosing, you have to remember this, and I'm not telling, these are things that can be done very quickly without any side effects. Castor oil packs, by the way, can be used. You get a piece of flannel, a wool flannel, and you soak it in castor oil, and you cover it up with plastic wrap on top of it, and then you put a heating pad or water pack on top of that and put it over the uterus or wherever it is, and you do it about 3 times a week for about a month, and it can make a big difference in shrinking them down. Chasteberry is also something that has been used for years. You want to clear the liver out because that's the area that the estrogens are broken down and the hormones are balanced out, and you want to use milk thistle. A blood detoxifier, dandelion, green tea extract, all of those things can be very effective. But acupuncture, in addition to all that, work amazingly well. So, Laura, if I can be helpful, have her send me a note at rosellcare.com, and I'll be more than happy to send her more information. But one, they're not terminal. They're not fatal. They are very uncomfortable. They're going to cause a lot of problems relative to pain, and they can also upset the hormonal endocrine pattern even more so, but there's a lot more that can be done. Dr. Bryce, let's go back to handling the situation that we touched on with structural injury. Why is that so important when it comes to thyroid problems? How can structural injury patterns cause a thyroid begin to dysfunction?
Yeah, like we talked about, starting place for anything in the body is the nervous system. That's what controls your hormones and your function and everything else. So you have to start with the spine, with the circuitry that's going to the organ. So correcting out any kind of misalignment of the spine that could affect the flow of nerve supply to the thyroid. Other pieces as well, like I said, the liver and the intestines are very important for converting your T4 to T3. So making sure those nerve supplies are adequately firing and moving like they're supposed to move. But again, the skull, big one. A lot of problems. There's two types of thyroid issues. There's primary, which means the thyroid has the problem. Then there's central. And central is when the pituitary or hypothalamus, the brain, is not responding or aware of the issue with the thyroid. So the skull, the cranium, you have to make sure that your bones and the skull are moving to move that cerebrospinal fluid to keep the brain healthy. One of the major causes of this is trauma to the head, whiplash injuries, incorrect posture, but also the jaw muscles. The jaw muscles are very commonly tight, stress induces this, clenching your teeth, grinding your teeth, things like that. Lots of people have bruxism devices at night because they grind their teeth. Well, that tension in the jaw muscles can distort the skull and cause it to lock up and give you issues with the brain, possibly.
And here's things that most people don't understand. You know, we were talking to Dr. Michael Chung the other day, and we were talking about this type of situation. And I said, you know, you do a great job in stabilizing that TMJ. Did you know that? And one of the things we were talking about was thyroid dysfunction. And he said, yeah. He said, people, I didn't make the connection. He said, but a lot of people report to me that things got better after we stabilized the TMJ. We're coming up to a break. My guest in studio, Dr. Bryce Miller. We're talking about the thyroid complex. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here with any of your questions that you'd like to have an answer on. And in studio, one of the best in my practice, Dr. Bryce Miller. We're talking about thyroid dysfunction in a program that he's going to present at the Rozelle Center this Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. And he's going to be talking about all those interconnected pieces of thyroid that you didn't know about and why you got thyroid problem and why your docs put you on all these different types of hormones when, in fact, a lot of it can be turned around. It can be fixed. Yes, your thyroid problem can go away. It can be really resolved. So if you'd like to be part of that, you'd like to find out how, call the office, 703-698-7117. And you're going to find out how things turn out. We talked a little bit about trauma already. We talked about biochemical reactions, autoimmune reactions. We said the liver and the intestinal tract were important in all this. If those things aren't working, not working, we're going to recap in a second. But before that, Anne, you have been extremely patient. How can I help you?
Hi there, Dr. Rozelle. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Can you maybe give me some ideas, or just a family member? He's 48 years old, male. How can he build up his immunity system? He seems to catch everything that comes along, colds, bronchitis. Now he has shingles.
Yeah.
Do you have any recommendations for
we could talk about an immunological function for, you know, probably 5 hours, but let me give you a kind of just a general guideline. The intestinal system is about 75 to 80% of the autoimmune system and what it produces to protect you. Now, we talked about everything from structural, chemical, emotional, or neurological, biochemical, and stress patterns. And the gut, the intestinal system, is profoundly affected by all kinds of things. You know, my mantra, sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, you know, GMO products, and so forth. All of those things have a dampening effect on immunological response. We're talking about thyroid problems today. We're talking about Hashimoto's thyroiditis. We're talking about Graves' disease as well. Those are immunological problems that come because the immune system is not working, because it's been insulted, it's been attacked. So, but with a patient, you're going to look at, you know, is the liver working? Is the intestinal system working? Is the fight-flight system, the adrenal system working properly? And then you begin to resolve those things by balancing the neurological process in the body, checking to see if there's spinal irritation and stress, fixing that, particularly as Dr. Bryce was saying earlier, the cranium, the skull is so important because the pituitary is there and it's a feedback for many different things. It's a triggering mechanism for a lot of things. The HPA axis, hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal is involved in immunological response. And you have to make sure that that fight-flight system, the adrenal system, the hypothalamus, which is like an orchestrator sitting in the brain, and the pituitary are all working. But going back to the gut, you have to heal the intestinal tract. Your body's got to go alkaline. You've got to upregulate the nervous system. There's not a magic brush for all of this. The diet's got to change. It has to go predominantly alkaline, at least 70% to 75% minimum. Got to get the sugars out because they suppress immunological considerations. The fact that he got shingles is because his body's antibody reactions aren't where they should be. And so, you know, it's not a simple measure, but if you change the things that I just talked about, get some, reduce the stress, get a little exercise, change the dietary patterns, and then begin to take nutrient basis. Start with a good organic, natural, non-GMO multiple vitamin to start to get some things in there. Heavy on the greens, lots of greens. 3/4 of the diet should be that. Get rid of the, you know, any kind of pork, any kind of fried foods in the diet. That's where you start. I wish I could tell you more, Ann. Unfortunately, you know, again, it would take the rest of the program, but start with that and we can do much more with it. 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Let's jump on that a little bit, okay? Let's talk about the immunological reaction, because that's going to lead us into a couple of the other things that you and I wanted to talk about anyway, with, you know, the halides and the fluorines and so forth. In thyroid problems, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, you know, in Graves and autoimmune reactions and so forth, what happens? What's the typical picture you see with a patient that begins to show those end products?
As far as looking at the intestinal system as a starting point for most of these things, your immune system is all in your intestines, like Dr. Rosell was saying here, about 70-80% of that. So people that have inflammation in the bowel start to get inflammation that causes leakiness of the bowel. And now foods are leaking out of the intestinal tract, starting to react with the body. The body is now starting to confuse these food proteins with body proteins. And so what happens with Hashimoto's is you confuse parts of the thyroid gland with gliadin, which is a gluten protein, or other things can trigger this as well, and your body starts to attack its own TPO, which is your thyroid peroxidase, which helps make your T4, T3. So if you're breaking down these molecules or parts of your thyroid that help you make T4 and thus you're going to have lower levels of thyroid hormone. With the Graves' disease, which is a lot less common, it's attacking the it makes an antibody to the thyroid stimulating hormone, or TSH receptor. So instead of attacking and breaking down the gland, it's stimulating the thyroid to make more T4, as if the TSH was coming in and doing the same thing. So it's different processes, but kind of the same starting point with an inflammation in the bowel and this whole leaky gut pattern developing.
So it's a masked marauder that is, you know, stimulating something from a different point of view, which is deleterious, instead of it happening in a normal pattern, and the body's not able to convert it, and now you got an inflammatory autoimmune reaction going up. Interesting piece of metabolism that we have, this thyroid, because it's affected by so many things and it affects so many different patterns. We talked about in the last part of the program, we talked about iodine being a halide and the other pieces of that. It's iodine is deficient today because our food and our soil is so depleted. You go out and you watch farming, traditional farming, conventional farming. One of the things that they're using today to preserve the crops is something called bromine. And bromine is a halide which competes for the receptor sites of iodine. And so when you're eating foods that have been preserved with this, guess what? Iodine, even if it's available, can't get in and do what it needs to do, because the bromide is more attractive, and now it substitutes for that receptor, and the body can't produce T4.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues with the halides. Bromide is one of them, but also you look at chlorine and then fluoride. So fluoride, everybody knows, toothpaste, mouthwash, dental, major sources of that. That can block your iodine absorption as well. The bromide is not only found in your foods, but it's also found in a lot of drinks. Any kind of citrus sodas, a lot of that has a lot of brominated molecules in it. Even Gatorade and Powerade used to have it. I think they've kind of gotten away, hopefully, because lots of people were starting to rebel against that. But you'll find it in a flame retardant, such as your mattresses. So a new mattress, a new car, things that are supposed to not burn easily, you smell that new smell. That's all that same kind of halide exposure coming off in a gas form that can cause the same problem. And then gasoline has a lot of those pieces in it as well. So exhaust fumes and all these types of things and air pollution are causing these issues as well.
There's an amazing parallel between the advent of memory foams, and particularly these dense memory beds, and increased reactions to autoimmune conditions within the body, particularly thyroid problems. And it's because, as you just talked about, the off-gassing that you get, and you're sitting there and you're breathing this stuff in all night long, and your body's taking this in. It just doesn't, you know, it's not just an obnoxious smell to you that you can get rid of by opening the windows, but it's actually getting into the system and competing for these sites. So now what you end up with is this ongoing Hashimoto's or Graves or just a low functioning thyroid problem. No matter how good you are, your body's still susceptible to it. And we're seeing people with hormone imbalances and so forth simply because of that, and we're not even aware of it. And there's articles out there, but you know, like everything else that makes sense, it's being suppressed. We're gonna get back to that thought in a second. Sylvia, thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Oh, thank you very much. First thing I'll say is I wish you had an office in Maryland. That's all. I'll leave it at that. I wanted to know.
Dreams may come true, Sylvia. You never know.
Oh, I hope soon enough in our lifetime, frankly. I want to ask you something about someone who has very slow metabolism and weight gain in menopause, and it was suggested that hydrotherapy and I guess a special diet would help by a naturopath. I don't know if you do that kind of thing and how long it might take to help, and if the real bad kind of diet, I mean, what kind of diet, I don't know anything about.
So the short answer is that metabolic problems, particularly as people go through menopause and for guys andropause, when they start putting the weight around, you know, their belly and their back ends and they can't get it off, is due to cortisol. And what happens is that the fight-flight system, the adrenal system, begins to not work the way it's supposed to. We start storing hormone in the fat because of that high cortisol spike to begin with, and then it crashes, then it's in there. But the subject that we're talking about, hypothyroidism, is a result of a lot of what we're talking about and what you just suggested. And because the thyroid is incredibly important in metabolic processes throughout the body. So the first thing that you look at is all the things that we're talking about. You have to look at the gut. You have to look at the liver. You have to look at the body's neuroelectrical system. And you can find the evidence, but you look at it from structural, chemical, emotional, injury patterns and biochemical stresses and emotional stresses. And then as you fix those, the body, like an ignition switch, begins to turn itself back on. Do we handle those things? Yes, absolutely. You can start with any of the doctors, or you can start with going to Sue in the nutritional department and going to see Dr. Pina in the acupuncture department, because everybody's going to work interrelatedly anyway. They're going to look at it, that problem. But once they find the key, then, Sylvia, you can turn this back on. So that,
okay, because a lot of weight has been gained, and I can see she's gained a lot of weight in just a few months. And is a naturopath the correct word for it? I don't know what that person is. A naturopath?
It's a naturopathic physician. They deal with generally the nutritional side of the triangle, unless they have other pieces. There's some really great naturopaths, and there's some, you know, like everybody else, there's people need a little bit of upgrade on education. I don't know what the situation is, but I can tell you that it's common. I can tell you that there's a reason for it, and it needs to be addressed properly. Sylvia, if we can help you, what I would do is I'd have you call the office, 703-698-7117, the same number, to register for Dr. Miller's presentation this Wednesday. Matter of fact, that would be a great class, an absolute great class for this person to attend. So why don't you try to get them to come Wednesday night, and I think they'd have a lot of clues. Dr. Miller, sounds like something we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, any kind of added weight gain can come from lots of places. Obviously, the thyroid is your metabolism booster. That's what causes the upregulation of all body processes, helps you burn weight, burn calories, create energy, use oxygen more effectively. So thyroid could be a starting point for that, as well as lots of other pieces. Like you said, the cortisol and the abdominal obesity is a very common cause as well, especially as you get older and you start to kind of burn out your systems.
Okay, here's a toss-up question. Okay, and what do they say, for $10,000, whatever. You know, we've talked about T4 converting to T3,
yep.
So that begets that there's something called T1 and T2. And that has to do with ligaments and muscles and the sort. And that has to do with, the body being able to convert that. It's one thing that many practitioners don't even begin to address. But it's one that is actually well known. So if you want, and I'm talking to our audience right now, if you really want to understand more about how the thyroid actually affects muscle problems, because we have patients that will complain that they hurt all over and they're sore, and it can be a thyroid affected situation. But if you don't get conversion in from T4 to T3, and it goes, you're not going to get conversion in T1, T2 as well. And that's a very small piece of it. Remember we said 80%? 80% of T4 is converted into T3. Well, there's the other 20% out there that has an issue with it.
And again, it's not just your conversion that we talk about. Remember, we said that there was a binding globulin, thyroid binding globulin, that is what transports your thyroid hormone. But again, the lab things you're looking for, it's the T4 total, T3 total, but also how much of it is free to be used by the cell. And so that protein that binds the thyroid hormone is affected by lots of other things. One of the most common causes is estrogen elevation. Now, estrogen is commonly going up in people because of either sources of BPAs or synthetics. One common is birth control, or the liver itself is not converting and detoxifying effectively to get the estrogen down to a normal level. So back again to the liver issue, or sources of exogenous or out of the normal body experience, estrogens can cause more of that protein in the body, which will cause more binding and less free thyroid hormone.
Guys, we're not just talking about the ladies here. We're talking about you as well. You know, you have estrogen, and just remember what I've said from past programs, that we're getting increased spikes in breast and prostate cancer and breast cancers in men, which years ago was unheard of. And so this has everything about you as well, because it's going to affect your metabolic process. Yes, women have more thyroid problems than guys do, but it's still on an uprise across the board. The percentages are rising continually, and we're wondering why the weight won't come off. We're wondering why we feel so bad. We're wondering why that we have no motivation. You know, your doc is going to tell you that that has to do with your testosterone levels. But guess what? If your thyroid's not working, neither is your testosterone, and neither is your gonads to produce it. It's one of those things that go hand in hand. And so this Wednesday evening, Dr. Bryce Miller is going to be very succinct. He's going to put this together for you. He's going to show you the flows. He's going to show you where it starts. He's going to answer your questions about what happens with trauma in the body, what happens with diet in the body, what happens with the emotional patterns, and why they're all affected. Because this is one condition that, unfortunately, traditional medicine likes to put together in its own little box and say, let's treat the thyroid, when you have to effectively treat thyroid function by treating so many other things in the body. It's not just a one-catch situation. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Bryce Miller will be your host, your presenter at the Rozelle Center. He's going to be talking about the thyroid complex puzzle. To register, 703-698-7117. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We have been in studio. How you find us every Sunday at 12 o'clock is by tuning into the dial that you're on right now and call us at 888-630-9625. If you're out on the West Coast, as many of you are, just do the numbers. You know, subtract 3 hours. If you're Central, well, you know how to do the math, right? So tell your friends about the program, because we're here to answer any and all of your questions. If you'd like to get a hold of us when we're not here, you can do it one of two ways. You can call one of the doctors at the Rozelle Center for Healing at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Same number that you're going to register for Dr. Bryce Miller's presentation this Wednesday evening, the 13th of July, 7 p.m. I promise you this will be a night of learning for you, and one that you can apply it very easily as you walk out the door at the end of the session. He's great. He has the capacity to really, you know, walk through the mist of things like this thyroid complex that we're talking about as well. But also, go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com. RozelleCare.com, and send us a note. Send a message to anybody in the office, or myself, and I promise you, we will get back to you. RozelleCare.com. Dr. Bryce, let's kind of wrap this thing up a little bit, and we've got a few minutes, and talk about, you know, what the presentation is going to be about, and, you know, the symptoms, you know, why this is important, not only for women, but for men. And it really affects in children today. Unfortunately, there's more and more kids that are showing thyroid symptoms because of all the things that you just talked about, particularly diet.
Yeah, this situation is not just for people who have thyroid concerns or have been told by their doctor they have a thyroid problem or are looking for thyroid-specific issues, because the symptoms and the problems that can happen from a thyroid disorder can range from, you know, you're losing your hair, you're starting to have sensitivity to cold, your skin's very dry. That's not a lotion deficiency. It could be something else going on there. You're putting on some extra weight. You're having some issues with your bowel moving. Your cycle is too flowy, it's too heavy. Issues with depression or anxiety, these types of patterns, joint pain, muscle pain, all these things can come from a thyroid issue. So it's not just for people who are specifically thinking of thyroid or looking for thyroid issues. It's pretty much for anybody that has some kind of problem with the way they feel. Something's not quite right. You could be able to trace it back to your thyroid. So what we're going to do is we're going to break it down, kind of give you some basic information about the thyroid, the system, how it works, give it to you simply so you can comprehend it, then pull you through some basic conditions, looking at the hyperthyroid versus the hypothyroid, and then kind of going through some of the causes with the Triad of Health, right? Looking at structural problems that could cause issues, biochemical problems, and then as well as stress emotional issues. And then the most important piece, obviously, is not just to educate you guys, but to give you some information that you can take home to use for yourself or to tell the ones you love and care about how they could possibly get themselves back on track to get them to have the optimal health that they deserve to have.
You know, you said something that most people say, but they put aside, and traditional allopathic community can't answer properly, and it's something's just not right. There's, I don't feel right. There's not, I'm not on point like I used to be. You know, things are sluggish. I can't get this weight off. My body is accumulating fat. There seems to be something under it. There seems to be some muscle under it, but I'm packing on all the soft stuff. And, you know, the guys will say, I just don't have the motion. And by the way, one of the interesting symptoms of thyroid problems, ladies and guys, by the way, is you watch a commercial and you want to cry at the commercial. You know, we laugh about that, but it's like everything, anything that's sad, anything that's happy, anything that, you know, emotionally is driven. One of the primary symptoms of hypothyroidism, of low thyroid problems, is that emotional tearjerker. You sit there and you're kind of beaten off, you know, and you say, that's not like me. Why am I doing stuff like that? That's a thyroid symptom. And if that's happening to you, guys, you know, you tough it out, you get out of the room, you kind of go like that and you walk away and, you know, you swallow hard and then try to come back till after that's over. And you don't like to watch chick flicks because you don't want to show your sensitive side, which means that, you know, you got a bad thyroid and your hormones are down, your gonads are gone, and you have issues. Wednesday evening, Dr. Bryce Miller will be your host, your presenter at the Rozelle Center for Healing. He's going to be talking about all of those things and how to work your way through them and to make sure that you can reclaim your life, because that's what this is all about. That's why we do this program, to give you the information that you need to make it better for you, your family, and all the people that you love. We're here every week, same old time, same old place. Don't forget, we love you all. Bye.